Hello everyone, this is Mistress Brighton, and the title of my most recent blog post is Strap on Play, I'm a Cock Jockey. If you would like to read along to this audio, you can read it at enchantrixtease.com. The kinkier the sex, the better for a mistress who enjoys strap on play. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy some good old-fashioned penis and vagina sex. It just means that there are other things that get me wet and make me come and come hard. Strap-on play is high on that list. As I can tell you from that very first time I wore a strap-on dildo harness to the very last, it still makes my pussy tingle with delight when I'm bending you over. It is my personal experience that strap-on play is not just for humiliation. For me and my partner, it can be an erotic, orgasmic experience that gets us both off. I cannot even fully express to you how many times I have my lover on his back, his legs over my shoulders, as I hammered into his ass. How hard I would come just from seeing the look of pure bliss on his face while he begged me to fuck him harder. It's one of many reasons that I am so overjoyed that my partner shared his strap-on fantasies with me. Now, when I say cock jockey, I'm not talking about me riding cocks. No, I mean me. The mistress likes to saddle up and ride that ass. Fucking a submissive and willing man with a dildo not only gives me a sense of empowerment, but it's just the fact that I can make him moan, squeal, whimper, scream my name backwards, and beg for more. That rush, hearing him call out my name over and over, and knowing that I'm giving him pleasure, is the greatest feeling in the world for me. And as with all things, safety is immensely important during strap-on play. I must stress this. And if your partner has never been penetrated with any sort of toy, you should first train that ass. Anal training is extremely important before you take the deep plunge, pun intended. If you're preparing for your first strap-on experience, please remember that penetration and preparation means mind, body, and spirit. You should be mentally prepared for your mistress cock jockey, as well as physically prepared for her to take you. And I can't stress this enough, use lube. Never ever do anything you're not comfortable with. Use lube, or that your mistress isn't comfortable with. And most importantly, use lube. Once you get all of the technicalities out of the way, though, lay back, relax, and enjoy the ride. I think Little Red Corvette would be a fitting song for a strap-on and a strappy, you know? So, would you like to talk with me about your strap-on fantasies? I'd love to hear from you, and you can reach Mistress Brighton at 1-800-601-6975. That's all for now. Talk to you soon.